Right, page 875, Church Bible, Ezekiel 43, verses 1 to 12, 875. The glory returns to the temple. Then the man brought me to the gate facing east, and I saw the glory of the God of Israel coming from the east. His voice was like the roar of rushing waters, and the land was radiant with his glory. The vision I saw was like the vision I had seen when he came to destroy the city, and like the visions I had seen by the Kibar River, and I fell face down. The glory of the Lord entered the temple through the gate facing east. Then the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. While the man was standing beside me, I heard someone speaking to me from inside the temple. He said, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place for the soles of my feet. This is where I will live among the Israelites forever. The house of Israel will never again defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings, by their prostitution and the lifeless idols of their kings at their high places. When they place their threshold next to my threshold and their doorposts beside my doorposts, with only a wall between me and them, they defiled my holy name by their detestable practices. So I destroyed them in my anger. Now let them put away from me their prostitution and the lifeless idols of their kings, and I will live among them forever. Son of man, describe the temple to the people of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their sins. Let them consider the plan, and if they are ashamed of all they have done, make known to them the design of the temple, its arrangement, its exits and entrances, its whole design and all its regulations and laws. Write these down before them, so that they may be faithful to its design and follow all its regulations. This is the law of the temple. All the surrounding area on top of the mountain will be most holy. Such is the law of the temple." Amen.
Thank you, Diane, for bringing the reading today. And today is a KS3 and beyond age group service. So can I encourage the squash and fellowship to come and take at the front rows? Because for some of the discussions we are going to have, you might feel comfortable to sit along with your friends and discuss. Yeah, and okay. Yeah, today we are going to see about the glory of the Lord returns. How many of you are good in doing Minecraft? Anyone doing Minecraft here? Yes, that's why I called you. Good. Minecraft. Have you constructed any temple, any church based using Minecraft? Very good. Very good. We have a constructor here. That's good. So it's not going to be that complicated today. It's going to be a very simple one, like this. I'm going to ask you to work in a group of two, not more than two, just a group of two. And please use these sheets between your group. You can take one for your group and pass it on. There are some pens available on the window sills. You can take it. Yeah. We are going to design a temple. design the church. It will be a schematic diagram, just a plan. It need not be having any measurements or any dimensions. Just put how you want to build your church. The place is given, the pen is given, the paper is given. You are going to draw a plan. How the entrance would be, what should the church contains, and just a overall overview of the design or a plan. Yeah? Have you got papers? Lata, you need some partner? Yeah, you can take one for your group and pass it on. You have got? Good, we are going to use back to back today. Anyone needs? So we are going to take another few minutes, just 3 minutes around, for you to draw a simple plan of the church. How you want your church to be. You want paper, Frank?
No. You I have. Believe that where two or three are gathered together in God, that's where the church is.
Very good. Yeah. More complicated. Just a church plan. What a church should have. Simple plan, like box diagrams. Have you done? 2 more minutes? Good. You can join them, Raj's team. Have we done? Okay. Would you like to share what is the one thing that is in your church?
Hello? Hello. It's completely circular, so people cannot hide in the corners. There is no one hidden from God.
Good. And anything else other than that, what?
We've got big wide open doors.
Wide open doors.
So
entry doors.
Come in. Yes.
Good. Do you have exit doors?
Yes.
For safety. Good. Yes.
A cross and fire exit.
The cross and fire exit.
Yes.
You are a health and safety officer, isn't it?
Yes. No, not really.
You proved the rule. Anyone else would like to share other than what they shared? There is, yes?
We have a cross on the altar.
Uh-huh.
And flowers.
Flowers. Good.
Flower distribution.
Yeah, flower ministry. They are fulfilling their roles here.
Chairs to sit on.
Chairs to sit on. Very good. Kishore. congregation, we need people, we need the seeds. Yes, that's good. Baptistry, baptism pool, very good. You are a Baptist.
We have put balcony because chairs would be full, so more people coming. So balcony.
Future mission, extending the church. Water. Altar, yeah. Yes, we need to have an altar. Yes, Doreen.
A perspex entrance so that people can see us worshipping God.
Yes, yes. That is very important to show to the community around what we are doing here in the church. Good. We have done. We have finished constructing the building. Is there anything else we are missing out here? Oh, ministers. Very important. Thank you. It doesn't mean the God's presence will be there in the building constructed by mortars and bricks. Mere construction, mere building, and mere people, whatever they do, will not make any sense if there is no God's presence. Can I ask you please to draw in your blueprint God's presence? It can be either in a form of a pillar of cloud, or it can be in a little flame of candlelight, or you can simply write God in your church. And if you have not drawn any entrance or exit gate, please include it at the moment. In the Old Testament, the Lord God was asking Moses to construct a tabernacle. Moses, if you read Exodus chapter 29 and 30, both the chapters give a detailed description of how to construct a tabernacle. Moses was constructing every individual part of the tabernacle with high precise measurement as he was commanded, instructed by the Lord himself. This shows his complete and sincere obedience of listening to God and executing in his job. Obedience is one of the most important part of our Christian life, and every believer should ought to have that kind of attitude. After Moses finished constructing the temple, then the cloud covered the tent of the meeting and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. God was waiting for Moses to complete the tabernacle. Once the tabernacle is done, God filled his presence in a form of cloud. That was the glory he was filling there in the tabernacle. When we come to church, we want to meet with God. If God is not there, there is no meaning of whatever the size and beauty of the building it may be, how many number of congregation gather together to worship, or whatever the worship style, preaching, or other activities we do, it gives no meaning at all. The point, most important thing is God should be there. In the passage we read, Ezekiel, the hero of the story, it is the final climax scene of Ezekiel's visual tour. And we are going to join in him as we have been journeying with him for the past couple of months. Ezekiel was describing about God's glory based on his own personal experience. He had the Lord's vision on three occasions. One of the occasions you can read in chapter 1, it was an inaugural vision. He was called by God for God's ministry when he was standing on the side of the Kebar River. And he was explaining God's glory like it was an immense cloud with the lightning in the middle of the cloud, surrounded by the brilliant light. And he said there is like a fire in the middle, and inside the fire there was like a glowing metal, and there were four living creatures standing inside the fire. And he said those creatures were appearing like human, but each of them had four faces, four wings, and the description goes on. Ezekiel has seen God's glory in a presence of beautiful, brilliant light. On the second occasion, Ezekiel saw the same vision. The vision was same all the three times what Ezekiel have had. And the second time was also the same vision, but this time, God's glory that has been dwelling in the middle of the temple was moving from the church, from the middle of the sanctuary, to the east gate of the temple and paused there. And then the glory was moving from the east gate to the Mount of Olives. From then, at some unspecified later time, the glory of the God disappeared. Just give a look at your blueprint now. You have drawn God's glorious presence in the middle of your sanctuary. Just imagine, the glory is moving from the middle of the sanctuary, from the middle of the people, those who are worshipping, and moving towards the exit gate. And then after some time, it is disappearing completely. How would you feel? It is a painful experience. We want God's glorious presence to be among us. We want God not to be departed from us. We want Him to be abide among us. It must have been a similar experience, a distressful experience, the disciples of Jesus must have gone through when Jesus was ascending, when Jesus was departing from earth to the Mount of Olives. Acts 1, after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going. When suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them, "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." The disciples did not want Jesus to depart from them. They were standing there, their eyes were transfixed into the sky, and they were looking desperately about Jesus leaving from them. Thirdly, Ezekiel had the same vision. When he was looking towards the east gate, the glory of the God, where it was departed before, the glory was returning back. The glory was coming back now to the same east gate. Ezekiel must have been apparently knowing that this Lord's coming now is neither a summons of ministry nor a sign of judgment. It is a sign of covenantal love, bringing blessings to his people that will never be taken away. The glory of the Lord entered the temple through the gate facing east. The glory of the Lord was returning to the same place where it was exit before. In a nutshell, if you want to explain the book of Ezekiel, it is nothing but starting with the Israelites' sin, following with God's judgment, and then finally God's restoration. The Lord God is holy. He cannot stand among ungodliness who have been doing pagan worship, idolatry worship, immorality lifestyle. That's why Ezekiel said, when people were placing their threshold next to my threshold and their doorposts beside my doorposts with only a wall between me and them, they defiled my holy name by their detestable practices. So I destroyed them in my anger. God is a God of glory. We want His glorious presence to be here in this midst of this congregation. As the people of Israelites were sinning, He could not bear with the ungodliness. He said, I destroyed them in my anger. The same God, when we are eager to have His glorious presence here, we need to get rid of all our detestable practices. We need to get rid of all our ungodliness. And we need to repent for our sins. And we need to ask the Lord, as we have been singing this morning, be to our God forever and ever, Lord. Let your glory not be departed from us and from our church. As Moses says, where would we go if you are not coming with us? Then the Lord God returned into the temple and He was saying this verse. Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet. This is where I will live among the Israelites forever. The people of Israel will never again defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings, by their prostitution and the funeral offerings for their kings at their death. Ezekiel has been constantly bringing warning message to his people from God. Get rid of your evil things because God's glory has gone away. Change yourself. We need His glory to come back. The people finally repented for their sins. And they said, we are going to leave all our evil things. Once they have decided to leave all their evil things, then God decided, okay, I am going to come back. I am going to dwell among my people because my people have repented for their sins and they are holy now. I can dwell among themselves. He came back. The same way. We are all the new covenant people. We are called by God. When we are adopted as His own sons and daughters into His family, we are given a privilege as well. When Jesus was living on this earth, He did not leave us as an orphans. He left His Holy Spirit among ourselves. Again, just look at your blueprint. The glory of our Lord was not departed from us for the new covenant Christians. For us, the glory of the Lord is dwelling among ourselves in the form of God's Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit is in the middle of our people. As He has promised, He is guiding us. As Ezekiel was warning the people of Israelites, the Holy Spirit is continuously watching us, alerting us, rebuking us when we are doing mistakes, and encouraging us, comforting us when we are in difficulty. These are all the things because of His grace and mercy. The glory is not departed from us. We are all new generation, new people, Again, we need to be remembered how long this grace and mercy will stay with us. Unless we prepare ourselves, get rid of all sins that we have been doing before, constantly doing now, then the glory definitely dwell among us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 it says, when we face into the Lord's glory, as the Lord has been transforming to the Spirit, we will be transforming from glory to glory. That is the day. Just behind your sheet, the blueprint, draw your name, write your name, or draw some picture of yourself, man or a woman, whatever it is. And write God within the circle or within your name or within the picture you draw. That is the new covenant people. We are the church. We are the people. God has called us individually as the temple. We are the temple. We are carrying that Shekinah glory within us. Wherever we are moving, we are taking God's glory in us. Whomsoever when we are meeting, when we are talking with our friends in the school, when we are playing in the playground, when we are doing work in our workplaces, wherever we are taking Shekinah glory in us. The glory that everlasting. The God's glory is individually present in each one of us. When we are going and talking to people, the glory will be shining through us. If we are doing some wrong things, you know that we are defiling our temple. The Lord of Holy will stay only among the holy people. The Lord of Holy only can dwell in the holy place. Make ourselves holy. We need to ask the Holy Spirit, because we cannot do with our own effort, with our own strength. Lord, we know that we are a new covenant people. You are dwelling among us. We want you to guide us continuously. Shall we pray?